Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics with Nick Newmont, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, Los Angeles and around the country, wherever you're listening. This is Mainstream Metaphysics, and I am Nick Newmont, and we are into, this is our fourth month of talk radio, and again, very appreciative of being able to do talk radio. If this is your first time tuning in, again, my name is Nick Newmont, and I am part of the Newmont Center for Balanced Living in Agoura Hills. And we are a multi-practitioner, multi-modality center in terms of healing, therapy, readings, acupuncture, Chinese medicine, nutrition. We do a lot of different things there. And if you're interested in knowing more about what we do, you can go to newmontcenter.net. You can look up nicknewmont.com and check out exactly what we do. And come and visit us. We have our own aromatherapy product line. We have incredible crystals for sale. And it's a lot of fun in what we do. So anyway, hello again. This has been a couple somber days in Los Angeles. People in Los Angeles are hurting. And no matter where you live, you know that a helicopter crashed on Sunday morning, carrying 9 people, including Kobe Bryant and his daughter, Gianna. And, I want to speak of that, the best way I can. You know, I am a sports fan. Those of you that know me well know, I love sports and, follow a lot of sports. And, Kobe was quite the icon, not just in LA, but, around the world. Everybody knew who he was. And, it's so fascinating to listen to what people say and some of it. It is so fascinating that. There we go. When someone of this magnitude ceases to exist, there's a lot of comments that are thrown out there that aren't always appropriate. And in a case like this, I'm reading on social media things that are being said that where's the blame in this? And folks, this is not a time for blame in any way, shape, or form. This is a time to be compassionate in all ways. Several different families have been permanently affected. People don't recover from this kind of thing. And that's what we want to remember. And of all the people that were on that helicopter, they need to be remembered in the right way. And not from the standpoint of what went wrong and why this happened. It's up to the inspectors and the NTSB. They'll figure out what happened. And even when they do, passing that on to their surviving family members, that's not going to make them feel better. It's not going to help anything. So it's important that we keep this in the right context of how tragic this is. And not because it's a celebrity on board. It's because of anyone. It's just magnified because of Kobe Bryant being on it. So let's keep perspective on these things. And also, whether you liked sports or not, or whether you knew these people or not, it doesn't matter. People all over the place are feeling the effect of this. And as you watch TV and you watch newscasters and you watch athletes that knew him or sports announcers that knew him or former executives that knew him, people are really affected. And these are grown men, not just women, grown men sitting there trying to talk about this crying. You know, there are people that come through our lifetimes that have a really incredible effect on us, and what they do and the way they did things becomes a standard, and they raise the bar that causes all of us to look at that as, you know, how can I be better at what I do? It doesn't matter what your occupation is. You know, how can I be great? How can I help other people be great? So this is a moment for, I implore all of you, be great in whatever you do. And I think that'll leave it there. But we are truly blessed to, in Los Angeles, to have had such an icon, incredible athlete. Anyway, and normally, given what's coming up in a few days, I would be a lot jollier and a lot more up because the Super Bowl is coming, and I always make Super Bowl predictions. But before I do that, I want to introduce my guest and introduce her with a smile on my face, another member of the Newmont Center family. Jillian Kane, welcome to my show.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate being here, and I'm just thrilled.
Good, good. I've been wanting to get you on for some time, and schedule finally allowed for it. So Jillian is one of the readers, you know, at the Newmont Center. She rents one of the offices there. We see Jillian as an integral part of her institution because she does promotional stuff and things behind the scenes. So Jillian is a big contributor. She's been part of our psychic panel events that we've had, and we have a lot more things coming up. So anyway, tell us about you. Tell everyone about you. How do we get to know Jillian?
I have a really diverse background, but I've always felt connected to, I would call it metaphysics. You know, there's right. maybe another word that's more appropriate these days, but I always was drawn to this otherworldly feeling that almost like I didn't even belong here from the beginning, you know?
Well, you're an Aquarian.
I am an Aquarian. And so, yeah, that for all Aquarians out there. And by the way, the sun's in Aquarius. All of our birthdays are coming up. Happy birthday to every other Aquarian out there. We definitely see things from a different perspective. And so I always felt that sort of calling. But I guess around my 20s, I had some experiences that really transformed my life, really drastically transformed my life in terms of understanding that there was more to what we see and hear and experience as a human being than really is out there. And you know what? Once you focus on something, you can really start to discover, you know, a multitude of like possibilities that you never even considered. Once you just start to dig in, it's like,
right.
You know? And so in my 20s, I started this journey, and it's been incredible and really expansive. And I tell people, I believe everybody has this ability. You know, I guess some people come into the world with, you know, gifts. And I definitely believe I have a gift, and I'm really grateful for that. Like, you know, athletes, they come in with a gift.
Right.
But everybody can run. There are runners that are Olympic runners, but everybody can run. And if you practice and you really, really, you know, make a concerted effort to improve, you can also have, you know, an expansive intuitive ability that can help you navigate this human existence, which isn't always easy, you know, it's challenging. And that's the whole point. Evolving as a spirit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
that's right.
Exactly, that's right. Right? So anyway, it's been amazing. I've been incredibly blessed to help people, and mainly to help people get clarity, you know, and really to actually validate what they already know. It's like intuitively and in their body, they feel what's right, but they want to be validated. And so that's what I feel like I give to people when I do my readings and all of that type of work.
Sure. So. You, like my wife, you were born in Georgia.
Oh, so really? How did I not know? I must have known that.
Because Audrey always talks about being from Tampa, Florida. but she was born in Gainesville, Georgia.
Oh,
you're
no
born
kidding.
In Athens, Georgia.
That's correct.
How long did you live in Georgia? When did you move out here?
Okay, so my family moved from Athens to Atlanta when I was really young, maybe like 4 or 5. And my mom still lives in the same house today.
Really?
And it's actually in urban Atlanta, like very close to downtown. And Atlanta's a beautiful city. There's a lot of, you know, racial tension. And that's why I left probably because I just knew I had to be somewhere else. But I left there immediately after high school and I've had a very sort of long and different, like amazing career or experience in my life. And so anyway, I left at 17 and traveled the world, lived in New York City for a decade, retired to Florida, started a computer company that was very successful, ended up in Los Angeles with a production company that was very successful. Hit the crash of 2010 and had to really regroup and find my real spiritual passion, you know, because I had successes in all these areas of creativity and technology and all these amazing things. But everything was stripped away in 2010. Like everything went away, everything. Like I was homeless. You know, I mean, I had a massively expansive career, like bougie, you know, fully bougie.
Surely.
And when everything's going great, you don't have to look at what's not working. And so when everything was stripped away, I had to really get back to my sort of like essence of what I wanted to do with my life, you know, and I wanted to help people. And I had this gift, and I've always been enamored with crystals.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from the get-go. And crystals are really, you know, amazing high-level tools for transformation and energy work and all of that. And so I took all of that passion that I've always had, and I just put it right into that. And I started this beautiful store that I had for 7 years. And in that store, I was a reader. And it was amazing. And when that chapter ended, that's when I really put all my energy into just being completely and expansively involved in helping people and, you know, giving readings and doing energetic work in terms of healing, energetic healings. And it's been literally profound.
Several compliments for you, but one compliment that I have for you is, you know how much I'm into crystals, but when I had gone into your store, you know, a chunk of years ago, Jillian's taste in crystals is exquisite. I mean, Jillian knows what we call museum quality crystals, and it's just so impressive.
Well, you know what it is, and this is what I truly believe, the crystals have, just like we have a path when we incarnate here, crystals have a path. And crystals move through certain people. And I believe that part of my job here, my path here, is to move the crystals to the people that they need to help. And by having a store, I was able to do that. And the crystals literally just came to me. I mean, it wasn't like I had to go searching for these world-class crystals. They literally just came to me from all over the planet. And that's part of my blessing here. And thankfully, I'm on that path and have experienced that because they really do. They move through me, and I appreciate it, and I'm so blessed and thankful for it because I get so much joy from them in doing that, you know, in helping people when they go to the right person. Yeah, it's amazing.
One of my longtime sources for crystals, and this individual is a metaphysician and also is a big crystal dealer, and he said when it comes to crystals for healing, that there are people who are just crystal collectors and they sit on a shelf. He said they're not really supposed to do that. The crystals are meant to work and to help, and they're not supposed to collect dust.
Exactly. They're not.
They have a job.
They fully have a job. And you can, and I've been, you know, this has been a part of my journey, is that you get into a place where you just want to keep them all. You know, just like, just need to keep all these crystals, like the Hobbit or whoever that's, you know, in the cave or the dragon on top of all the crystals. But they are meant to move, and they definitely are meant to work, because otherwise they'd remain underground in the planet, helping the planet. You know, when they come out, they're supposed to help the humans.
Right.
That's the journey, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So
what is, I've had readings from you. I know how you work, but what's your main style of how you do a reading?
Okay, so thankfully, this has been a gift that's really come on over time and with a lot of practice. I mean, I knew I was intuitive and all of that, and I had some experiences along the way with crystals, by the way, where all of a sudden I had, you know, an experience of massive clairvoyance or clairaudience. Like, boom, like, what the heck was that? You know? And when you have that experience, it's like, okay, it opens a door to a whole nother realm of what's possible. And so as I started practicing those things and practicing doing things that would allow that information to come in, it just got, it expanded exponentially. I mean, it's like, and so now what happens is I think that I have basically activated a part of my brain by practicing over years, decades even, that it's activated a part of my brain that lies sort of dormant in most humans, right? It's, mm-hmm. And I can even point to where it is. And it feels like it got turned on and, you know, and you can actually sort of feel it connecting to your third eye and your third eye, like blasting open. And so what happens with me when I do a reading, it's like through this activation of this part of my brain that whatever got activated, I can all of a sudden see. I can see through my third eye. I can see scenes, and spirit gives me information about potential futures. And the information comes in sometimes like symbolically and sometimes with a lot of humor involved. And sometimes really clearly I can see what's happening in a scene with the people involved. And so it's really good for interpreting relationship issues and people's intentions and potential futures. And I always tell my clients, look, we all have free will here. There's no definitive future. If I tell you, oh, if you do this, this is going to be great, da da da. You can say, I'm not doing that. And you can go in another direction and that future ceases to exist.
That's
so,
right.
So, you know, I give people clarity to sort of choose and to manifest what's most positive for their spiritual growth and for the highest evolution, so that they know what is best for them in the long run and even in the short run. You know, I just, and the information comes in from spirit, like scenes in a movie, or mainly scenes in a movie or words in my head, you know, not in my ears, but in that part of the brain that got activated by doing this type of work over decades. You know, so it's really my brain has, the neurotransmitters have connected in a way that lay dormant in most brains. That's how I interpret it. And it's because of so much practice and,
sure.
And coming in with, you know, an aptitude for that already. Right.
Right. Natural gifts are there. Like everybody has, there's artists, there's musicians, there's athletes,
right.
There's people that are accountants that just run numbers in their head.
Right.
Everybody has different talents.
But you need to practice those talents to keep them honed and keep them, you know, in top form and all of that. And that's what I do like every day. And in right. addition to doing a lot of readings, I do a lot of meditating, you know, and breath work and, you know, work with energy in the higher realms to do energetic healings and remote healings, things like that. So it's always being sort of activated and, you know, worked out.
Right. And in the events that we've had at our center, in the times that you've participated, the expos and panels, I mean, people have truly raved about the readings. And the thing that they say, because the future is always left up to the individual to do. Right. But what they say is that you're picking up on things that were not discussed or not talked about. And that's a really good, it's a mark of a very good psychic, a very good reader, when the reader is talking about things that have not been discussed. In other words, the words are, well, you, how would you know that?
Right.
You know, that's what people say. Well, how do you know that?
Well, and you know what I say is that, you know, I have, and part of my readings, and one of the first things I do after I tell people you have free will, is that I look you know, I look and I see, because everybody comes in with angelic or higher dimensional help. We all have guides and angels that help us along this journey, you know, to keep us sort of on our path. But we have to call that energy in and be mm-hmm. willing to receive it. And I always tell people, you know, you have these angelic or interdimensional helpers here helping you, you know, as you come to through this life. And I know that I have those and have known since I was a little child. As a matter of fact, my mother told me when I was a baby all the way through that I have dimples, and that's where the angels kiss me on both sides of my cheek, right? And sweet. I've always known that I have two angels, and I'd have dreams that they were always on one side or another. And one time I had a healing and they were there, and I finally got their names and I did the research, and they are my archangels. They are my God. So I'm very much into helping people connect with their guides and their angels. But that's how I connect to the answers that people seek through my guides and, you know, mm-hmm. spirit to source and all of that. And it's a thing that everybody can do too, to really get, you know, help in this really heavy sometimes journey on this low dimensional planet, you know, low vibrational planet.
Well, and as you said just a couple minutes ago, and people ask me this all the time, is that, well, how do you know, develop more of that? And I answer with the same word, and a lot of people don't want to hear that word, meditation.
Yes.
Meditation, meditation, meditation. That is what it takes. And we do teach meditation at the Newmont Center, by the way.
Well, and meditation is really transformational in terms of that.
Yes.
It really is. I've been doing it for so long and so frequently that it's a part of my life that I can literally not live without. I mean, I spend a lot of time in meditation. So, yeah.
I want to touch on something you were saying much earlier, that when you were talking about 2010, and we went through a rough time at that time too, because government at the time was very pro big business, and the small entrepreneur, so to speak, was challenged. And what you and I do for a living, what my wife does for a living, a lot of people see that as, well, that's a luxury, you know, and so there wasn't as much disposable income. So as a tribute to owning your stuff spiritually, is that we had to go down in and own who we are on a deep level, as you did.
Yeah.
And even when you bottom out, or you're close to bottoming out, when you really own, and your life is not built on a weak foundation, it's like you can go down there like magic, and you just start to create, and it's like that magic is a swirling energy that just raises you back up,
right?
And that is something. That's why, however you want to call it, spirituality, whatever your beliefs are, but the faith in the higher self, is that when you have that, and you will go through, everybody goes through challenging times, but it's a matter of what's inside that allows you to rebound quicker from those tougher times. And I have had clients recently that have gone through really challenging times. In fact, you know, I'm a medium and a channel, and I do everything, whether it's cards,
astrology,
numerology, palmistry, do it all. And when you're showing people that they feel trapped, but here is the way out, and this is what you've got to do to get out, because you can make the fluffiest readings of all time. Oh, it's going to be the greatest and all this. But even in saying that, if people don't have some kind of map
tools,
or GPS and tools,
yeah,
to get there, then what's the point?
Right. And I try to give people tools. I mean, that's because I have to have tools. I mean, I'm human.
Oh, yeah.
I don't just live in this, you know, totally spiritual world where everything's perfect. My challenges have been really real, really heavy, and really dark, you know, and I've gone through some dark times, man. Like, really had to soul search and had to get through things that I don't even know why. Well, one of my spiritual advisors told me that I had to go through some of these dark times so that I can help other people get through similar dark times, right? Mm-hmm, so, mm-hmm. yeah, but it's all about having the tools to really make it through the most challenging situations. And one of the things, and I have to say this on the show because it's my mantra these days, is that especially in 2020, you have to focus on the positive. You mm-hmm. have to remain focused on the positive because there is so much out there in the world, especially that is dark as night, that you could let take you down into the swamp of despair, that you have to make a conscious and focused effort to maintain your positive, everything positive. Keep your vibration high.
When and this is something that is going on right now, that when people are going through a challenging time, they want hope. They want to know that things are going to be okay. And then, but they're also hyper-suggestible. Mm-hmm. And when people watch TV to whatever extent, and they're watching whatever opinion is there, and this is a non-political show,
yeah.
that they allow themselves at times to be taken in such a way that they follow that, and that's a thread that doesn't really lead anywhere. And that's why I keep saying that people have to reach down within. And also, as you know, what it's one thing to have the talents that you and I have, or any psychic has, and I know a bunch of good brethren and sisters in our world. The thing that changes things is that the experiences in life that you've had, that I have, are not just the classroom astrology stuff and all that. Now, real life experiences, so that when you say, when this planet does this to this planet, and you're already past that age, you know how you've navigated that, good or bad, and how to talk to people about your experience.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just being a very talented 30-year-old reader that has studied. You know, now life has enhanced.
Well, and life in the past several years has been incredible. Like you have to know, obviously, astrologically, the astrology over the last several years has been incredibly intense, and I think everybody has been taking the heat in some way or another in terms of, you know, sort of spirit forcing the evolution of humanity. I think because we're coming into the age of Aquarius, you know, and we had to go through these dark times in order to let go what was no longer serving us, in order to stay in a high vibration and let go of the things that, you know, we don't need to hang on to anymore, because it just brings us down. You know, it's like.
Right, right. And things are very polarized at the moment. We know that.
Yeah.
And I don't mean just as a political way. I mean light versus dark. And,
oh, yeah.
And we are into the Aquarian age now, where things are shifting. But because Aquarius is ruled by Uranus, which makes everything happen like a lightning bolt, we have to be ready.
Yeah.
Because here's a good vision. Imagine you're about to go water skiing and you're not paying attention, and you've got the rope, and all of a sudden there goes the boat. Boom.
Hold on, baby, here we go.
Yeah, it's a ride, and you want to be on the skis. You don't want to be bouncing on your face in the water.
Yeah. Or left behind, you know, because I think that, a lot, you know, and I tell all my clients, like, you know, focus on the gratitude, remain positive, and you will feel so much better, and you will be able to manifest more positive things in your life instead of the opposite, which in this new energy of 2020, everything that you focus on is going to manifest, you know, so much faster and so much more, you know. And so you got to focus on what's positive. You have to.
Right. Because we are hit with so much negativity.
Oh, all the time. Yeah.
Truly. I want to jump into a fun topic, so the Super Bowl is coming this week, and Jillian and I talk several times a week. You know, we compare notes, and here's one thing I want to say: when there was all the hoopla last summer as to whether Kawhi Leonard was going to go to the Lakers or the Clippers, and you're not the kind of sports fan that I am, where you end up subjective.
No, you know, I had no idea what was going on. I mean, like, what?
Jillian was just point blank, like automatically out of her mouth, he's going to the Clippers. So anyway,
and well, at the time it was like I knew a lot of basketball fans, and I don't follow sport. I mean, I like to look at the beautiful athletes, but I don't care about the other things. So, but all these basketball people were like, no, you don't know what you're talking about. Blah, blah, blah. I was like, okay, I'm going to put my prediction up on Instagram and we'll just see. And I knew, I definitely knew where he's going. There was no question in my mind.
So Super Bowl's this coming Sunday. It's Groundhog Day. So what a nightmare that's going to be, as I wrote on Facebook earlier today for some team, one or the other. So it's the San Francisco 49ers, the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, I always go through the birth dates, the numerological. If I can find an astrological chart, I do it. Last year, I was close. 2 years ago, when the Eagles played the Patriots, I was so accurate that people were contacting me and checking my timestamp on Facebook to make sure that I didn't make the prediction after the game.
Oh, that's awesome.
So let's talk about it.
Okay. Well, first I have to say, because I have been lately really trying to do sports predicting. I've been like obsessed. Okay. Literally obsessed. And I'll go to my favorite, whatever restaurant or whatever haunt, and the TV will be there. And I have 100%, like 99.9% accuracy in predicting a game. I have no understanding of rankings or any of that. I just don't even care. And my accuracy is literally like 99.9, you know, out of 20 something games. But I thought, oh, how great. I've got this dialed. I'm going to get a betting app and I'm going to, you know, like, you know, see if I can make some extra cash. Whatever. It's legal, right? You know, all legal. My accuracy was like poop. When it was in advance like that on an app, I don't know why. Maybe it's because I have to see the energy of the game.
Can I interject on what you're saying?
Yeah.
I have been approached with that by people, bettors, okay?
Okay.
And people have asked me, you know, why don't I use my abilities for that and the lottery and all that? And I said, because Spirit takes care of me in so many ways, and I'm not supposed to use my gifts in a cheap way.
Maybe that's what it is.
And that's I feel that, and it's not a guilt trip. And if I wanted to randomly place a bet or whatever, I could do it, but I don't, because my luck is so profound in other ways in real life that it's like, I just don't tempt that.
It would sort of take you off your path, I think, in a way, you know, because you could get, you know, you could be doing just that to make money when really it's about helping people.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. So anyway, go ahead.
Okay. So my prediction, which... You know, I have this weird thing with my jaw that happens when I get when I get like hits from Spirit or whatever, is the 49ers. I just get them. I mean, I don't know anything about either team, so I don't know.
Right.
But that's my prediction. So,
well, when I will this week on Facebook post who I think will win and why I think they'll win.
Okay.
And I do the numerological cycles of the players as to the year they're in, the month that they're in, and that day.
Okay.
And it's kind of like a numerological biorhythm. But to tease, here's what I think is going to happen, and I'm going to put a lot this week.
Okay.
I think that San Francisco is going to go on top early, and I think it's going to look like the 49ers win, and Kansas City is going to come back and win. And I'm going to put a couple more teases. I think that the kicker, the place kicker for the 49ers, Gould, does not have a good game, which is part of it. And I also feel that mistakes and these two teams,
yeah,
if you
fumbles,
look the stats,
fumbles.
Yeah, there's going to be more mistakes. And these are not mistake prone teams at all. I don't know what the stats
are. There's
going
to be fumbles. That's for sure.
And mistakes are going to contribute to it. And I also think that even it's in Miami that there's something weird about the weather that day.
Oh, yeah, maybe like wind or something.
Yeah, there's something about the weather that may contribute to what happens in the game. So anyway, I'll leave it at that. So
it's going to be so exciting to see what happens.
All right, so you and I will make a friendly bet on a libation.
Awesome.
because there's a certain place that you and my wife like to go to, and we'll go there. All right. Anyway. So
that's my prediction.
Jillian says 49ers.
I'm going to bet on it. I have to this time.
Okay.
I'm going to Las Vegas. Oh, actually it'll be after the Super Bowl, so it won't matter, but I'm definitely going to try my hand when I'm there.
So before we forget, Jillian, how can people get a hold of you?
Oh yeah.
If they
yeah.
want a reading.
Okay. So, my website is, I have actually two URLs, which one ever you want to remember, goddessjillian.com, goddessjillian.com, or lapsychic.com.
Okay.
That's the easiest way. And then my phone number's up there, and you can email.
And you can give your phone number if you want.
Okay. So 310-844-1014. 310-844-1014. But the best way is just to go on the website. You can read all about me and testimonies and all that stuff, and you can book Absolutely. Online. You know, that's the best way.
And in all fairness, Jillian does read at different locations in the city. She is at the Newmont Center on Wednesdays and Fridays, but there's other, depending on where you live in the city.
Yeah, I do. You're in Los Angeles. Yeah.
You're very accessible, which is good. And you, like all of us, either read by phone, by Skype, or whatever. We're all international. We're global.
Yeah, global.
At this point. As a little treat to you, your birthday is coming.
Yay!
It's around the corner. And I looked at your transits and,
wow.
your progressions. And I also did your solar return chart.
Oh my goodness.
Which is, and I'm going to give you these so you know when you're supposed to meditate. By the way, for those of you that are going, what's he talking about? So the solar return chart is a separate chart from your natal, your progressions, and your transits. And it's a theme for the entire year. And it's based on the sun being at the same degrees of minutes and arc at the moment you were born. And so the solar return is the most powerful moment of the year for anybody. And prior to your solar return, you're supposed to sit and do a meditation and a visualization of what you want to create for the next 12 months.
Nice.
And so your it's interesting that your chart has the sun. This is your solar return, not your natal chart, in the sixth house, but on the cusp of the seventh, which means your sun is beginning to rise. Okay. And also the rising sign of this chart is Leo, which means the sun rules the chart, which means that this is a year for you where you're about to shine again.
Woohoo!
I know that, baby.
That's what I'm manifesting this year.
And in the 10th house, which is career and reputation and success, not the day-to-day toil, the moon is in Gemini, which means that there's a great opportunity for visibility for you.
Yes, there is.
And Mercury is in the 7th house, which means that there's something presenting itself in terms of contracts, partnerships.
That's true.
And there's other things in the chart that is like for instance, Pluto and Saturn are in the sixth house in Capricorn. Well, that means that it's time for a shift in terms of like diet, nutrition, daily habits, and things like that, because your career is going to call for that.
Yeah, I can see that happening.
And Jupiter is in the fifth house. Mars is in the fifth house, which means that causes you to be more accelerated into vitality and cardio work and things like that.
Oh, yeah. I'm putting in the miles, that's for sure. I did five today.
Good. Good for you. And Jupiter's in the fifth house, which is good for relationships. But the fifth house also rules the entertainment industry, too.
Oh, well, yeah. We have some very exciting entertainment things on the horizon.
Yeah, you do have stuff coming up. And the solar return chart shows that, that is on the horizon. Of course, that's as of your birthday. And what's interesting is in your transits and your progressions, just, this year, you've had that Saturn-Pluto alignment in your seventh house, which is a karmic transformation on partnerships. And this year, 7 months from now, your progressed moon, which is the inner moon, which would put us, this is the end of January, so this would put us at the end of August, crosses the ascendant, which means that's an emotional rebirth. So this summer, late this summer, there's a big shift in you. And when you look at yourself and your progressed moon has been in the 12th house, which is the dungeon of the zodiac.
Yeah.
The 12th house
is. The subconscious and all.
Oh, secret, sorrow, self-undoing institutions, karma, addictions.
All this.
Therapy, yeah. Mental health. Yes. Yeah. So your progressed moon has been in there for 2 years.
Oh, I know.
And when the progressed moon goes into the 12th house, you know, all the subconscious stuff that we have been burying.
You have to deal with it.
It's in all my 20-some years as a therapist, I coined a saying years ago that you can only sweep so much dirt under the carpet before it forms a lump.
Yeah.
You can only hide it so long. And so when the moon is there, that means that all that stuff is hitting you and you know it.
Well, you've been, you know, I know from my personal experience, I've been addressing a lot of that stuff, you know, over the last several years. And I think a lot of people have been addressing things like that too, just in general. But yeah, believe me.
Well, you know, this time, and I've talked about this for a number of months. And of course, we came to realize a couple of weeks ago that, you know, when Saturn and Pluto aligned, that a lot was going to be revealed.
Yep.
You know, there are things going on in the government right now. The way I referred to things being revealed is, you know, the saying I'd use, you find out where the bodies are buried.
Yeah.
The Houston Astros cheating scandal. Mm-hmm. You know, this is all examples of what that will unearth. And so we need to be in good consciousness right now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and, you know, wake up. Because if there's something that we've got, you know, like buried in the dungeon, that monster is going to come out.
Yeah.
Anyway, for you, I noticed, you know, the time I've known you, the cards you use are not typical tarot cards.
No.
They're very unique, and very fascinating.
You know, it's funny. I've had so many decks in, you know, since I started this journey, and this is a deck that originally, it's not the original deck, but it's the same, you know, actual printing, is a deck that I got 25 years ago at an old sort of witch store in Philadelphia, and that was my very first deck. And then that's what I started reading with, and that's what I would read with. And it fell apart, basically. So and it's out of print. It's been long out of print.
Wow.
So I found another copy, and that's what I use now. And it's because I resonate so with the pictures. It's ancient Egyptian, you know, imagery, and they just move me, and people love them. So yeah, it's an interesting deck, and it makes me happy. I've had literally hundreds of decks though, and this one is the one that keeps my heart, you know. And I know what because you can read, and I tell people that would come into my store, I would say they would want a deck, and I would say, look, if you want to learn to row, get a deck without pictures. Because otherwise you'll learn the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And if you learn what the Ten of Discs means without a picture, then you can read any deck. But my first deck was this deck with pictures. So I've since then practiced on decks without pictures so I can still read any tarot deck. But this one the pictures make me happy. It adds a level of like detail, you know,
right,
to the reading that's beautiful. So
cool.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna ask you something I haven't asked a guest before. What do you see for yourself? Where's your career going? Where's your life going?
Oh my goodness. Okay. So because I believe in manifestation and I believe that your word is your wand, I'm speaking to the universe right now and I'm saying we're going to have a massively successful show that helps people on a global scale because it shows the examples and the tools of what you can do in your own personal life to transform it into a place where you are literally your creator of your own life and you can manifest all of the abundance that you deserve by your divine right. Okay, so that's what I'm going to put out there for my career because I want to help people and I know that this show can be hugely successful because it can help people literally on a global scale transform their lives for the better.
Mm-hmm.
And how amazing is that? So that's what I'm expecting.
Well, I hope for all the right reasons that works out for you. You know, when we go back into the mid-90s, there were shows that attempted, shows I was on a bunch of TV shows in the 90s, and it was great. It was like The Other Side was one of them, and there were others. And we just, they weren't ready yet.
It wasn't the time. Now is the time.
Right.
And it's a time for transformation. Like we said earlier, you know, we are really, as a human species, coming into the age of Aquarius, and that is the age of enlightenment. And it is time for people to really, you know, open up and be able to manifest everything they desire in terms of their positive evolution. So
true.
Yeah.
And in what, whether you're a medium, a psychic, or whatever you do, you know, it's, people want more of that. There are more people metaphysically coming out of the closet, that it, and people are more like, you know, you and I live basically in the same area, and you know, that area is, has a conservatism to it.
Totally.
And that, but all one by one, they peek, you know, out of the ground and come out. And
well, as I said, well, maybe I didn't say it in this, I talked to you about it on the way here, but the planet is being hit with a lot more light. And this started years, you know, a few years ago, where we came into a place in the galaxy where there's light, and we have been in sort of the dark for tens of thousands of years. And now this light that's hitting the planet is affecting human species, you know, everybody. It's transforming our DNA, and we're becoming more enlightened. And so we are transforming into, you know, 5D. It's like, level up. Here we go. Ready or not?
Well, and I think with that, with all that light, there are people who are becoming more and more enlightened. Mm-hmm. And then it's also taking a faction of the population, and what it's creating is a level of craziness. And we witness that.
Well, right.
Because it's a vibration. Like when you want that vibration, you know how to navigate it. And if you're not used to that vibration, all of a sudden you've stuck your finger into the socket and you are wired.
Right.
And so we need to balance this out.
And I also feel like there are people that really have been and continue to sort of take the victim role, and they focus on the negative and all of the lower vibrational energies. And when you're coming into this high vibration light field that we're all, you know, being subject to, that energy doesn't resonate anymore and it doesn't work. And so I feel like it becomes more and more and more challenging for people to even stay, you know, halfway together when they're really wallowing those lower vibrational energies when we're coming into such a high vibrational energy field. So it's, that's why I tell everybody, focus on the positive, live in a space of gratitude, because that's what you're going to bring in this energy on a massive level. And if you want to transform your life for the better, if you want to make things happen in your life for your highest good, that's what it takes. That's all you have to do.
Right. And people have to be with what's working, focus on the positive, and don't worry about what's not working, mm-hmm. because worry is just negative affirmation.
That's right. And it's going to keep your energy and vibration down. And the only way to really do that effectively, and from my personal experience, literally my personal experience, because I've gone through, like I said, the dark nights, you know, the nine gates of hell, whatever, I've been there, is to have unwavering faith in higher power, that it's all going to work out no matter what. Because when you take off that heavy load and you let it go and you hand it over to God or spirit or whatever you call it, everything changes.
Right. It does.
It lightens your load and your vibration goes up, and now you're able to manifest.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. We have just a little bit of time left. At the Newmont Center, we have a few events coming up that I want to talk about. February 16th, Sunday, February 16th, Golden Arrow and Merlin will be channeling together. And if you haven't witnessed that, it is phenomenal.
Amazing.
Thank you. And Saturday, February 29th, LA Talk Radio's Sheena Metal will be at the Newmont Center doing a seminar and workshop. And then on Saturday, March 7th, my friend Michelle Guzzi, a hypnotherapist who has been on the show, is doing a full day of past life regression work with people. It's experiential. She's not teaching how to do it. And Michelle is very good at that work. So we have a lot of fun stuff coming up. informative stuff. There's more with Jillian will be teaching there too. So come and check us out. You can see us at, go to nicknewmont.com, newmontcenter.net. And once again, Jillian, how can people get a hold of you?
GoddessJillian.com.
Easy Wonderful. Peasy. And again, she's at the Newmont Center with us. Time is moving on, unfortunately. I want to say thank you, not just for coming on the show, but thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being supportive. Thank you for promoting the Newmont Center. Audrey and I really like you a lot. We're happy to have you there. And you are, just as what you're saying to the audience, you are positive with people there. And you add that another dimension to the Newmont Center, and also your knowledge of crystals and what we have there at the store. I mean, you're very well-rounded in all things metaphysics and spirituality.
And I'm grateful to be there. Very grateful.
Thank you. Yes, and we're grateful to have you. We have done it. Next week on the show is Vox, longtime friend of mine, well-known psychic in the Los Angeles area. She is very, very talented. A lot of you know who she is. Again, I'm Nick Newmont. This has been Mainstream Metaphysics. And when it comes to metaphysics being mainstream, let's keep it real. I'll see you next week. And I'm sure Jillian will be back on with us soon. Take good care. Take care of yourselves. Take care of your family and loved ones. And love each other. I'll see you soon.
You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics with Nick Newmont, only on LA Talk Radio.